You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga, Philippine Ambassador Her Excellency Maria Helen Barber de la Vega. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ambassador.
Magandang umaga din, Annaline, at sa mga listeners ng iyong radio program.
Yes, unang-unang pagkakataon po ito na makakasama namin kayo at syempre maipaparinig natin sa mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia. Kayo po ay hinirang na Philippine Ambassador to Australia last year.
Oo, actually, Annaline, on February 28, I will be 3 months old in Australia because I arrived here November 28 and presented my credentials to the Australian Governor General the following day.
So, babing-baby pa kayo.
Babing-baby pa, tama, Annaline.
Opo, pero bago kayo pumunta ng Australia at ipinadala dito ng Philippine Government, kayo ay nanggaling na sa ibang bansa kasama dyan ng US. Can you give us a bit of background about you po?
Okay, itong last tour of duty ko, ang tour of duty ng isang foreign service officer, yan ang tawag sa aming mga diplomats, Filipino diplomats, ay usually 6 years. So my last tour of duty, I serve as a consul general in Los Angeles. But previous to that, I was ambassador to Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. So as consul general in Los Angeles, I cover a jurisdiction that covers Southern California, Southern Nevada, the states of New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. Kaya medyo sanay tayo sa malaking sabihin natin na community. Actually, sa jurisdiction ko, we have more than 1.5
million.
Yes, Filipinos and Filipino-Americans. Dito naman sa Australia, meron tayong 300,000. Pero syempre, kahit na 300,000, yan din naman ay may malaking positive impact and contribution to our host country, Australia.
So, sasabihin natin mga 1/4 ng pinanggaling o ng last tour of duty ninyo ang Australia.
25%, that's right.
At nanggaling din kayo from China?
Yes, I serve as Deputy Chief of Mission, Minister Counselor, and Consul General all at the same time.
Ano yun po natin? Ano yung kaibahan ng, syempre alam natin, ang Amerika napakalaking bansa at sabi nyo nga, mahigit 1 million Filipino community o Filipinos ang kumbaga, kasama sa jurisdiction ninyo. Kung ikukumpara natin ang Australia to US, maliit ang population o Filipino population compared to the US. Pero ano yung pagkakaiba o sabi natin meron bang pagkakapareho ang pagsuserve sa Filipino community, malaki man o maliit ang community?
Well, Annaline, let me preface my statement by saying na para sa akin ang experience ko, lahat ng pinanggalingan ko ay unique in their own way. So, iba-iba ang flavor at depth at breadth ng relasyon natin with each country. Pero generally, ang masasabi ko, when you ask about the common or convergence points, ang masasabi ko is that number one, in terms of presence ng community, nakita ko na ang ating mga Filipino community ay very, very much aware sa kanilang contribution sa host country. That's number one. When I said that, I mean that they're very conscious kung ano ang pwede nilang gawin as contributors, either at the political or economic or socio-cultural level. Pag pumunta ka sa mga simbahan, for instance, kasi syempre, we are
religious
in the sense, yung spirituality natin, if I may say it that way, makikita mo na nandun yung sense of volunteerism ng maraming Pilipino sa mga churches.
At syempre mahalaga ito, no, na bilang migrants in a foreign country, mahalaga na alam ng mga migrants kung ano yung pwede nilang maibigay o maiambag sa host country.
That's right. That's correct. Oo.
At balikan po natin, so ang last tour of duty ninyo ay sa US, pero syempre nag-stay muna kayo sa Pilipinas bago kayo pumunta ng Australia. At actually nakita ko sa bio data ninyo na you serve as Executive Director of the Office of Asian Pacific. That's in 2007 and 2008. At naging career officer kayo, syempre sa Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs at Kasama din sa naging service ninyo sa home country ay Senior Special Assistant to the Undersecretary for Policy.
Yes, but ang pinakahuli kong assignment was I was the Assistant Secretary for ASEAN Affairs and I was in charge of the Philippine Chairmanship of ASEAN in 2017, including the commemorative anniversary of the 50th anniversary of ASEAN.
Mm. So, kumbaga po, nakita ninyo kung gaano ka-solid o ka-united ang ASEAN in that terms, if I may say.
That's true. In fact, kasi nga 50 years, it's a milestone year para sa atin to look at how we have fared as an organization. Of course, the Philippines is a founding member of ASEAN. So we felt privileged and honored na yung 50 years anniversary ay sa ating bansa nangyari noong year 2017.
Mm. In terms po sa mga ASEAN countries, nasaan ang Pilipinas in terms of foreign service? Yung pong pagbibigay ng serbisyo para sa mga communities na nasa ibang bansa sa ASEAN.
Alright. Okay. Well, number one, as you probably are aware, sinabi mo nga kanina, you have made the focus on the migrant workers. We are a strong advocate of the promotion and protection of migrant workers. In fact, isa to sa pillars ng Philippine foreign policy. And so during, for instance, our chairmanship year, yung isang dekada na negosyasyon na ginagawa tungo sa pag-protekta at pag-promote ng rights ng mga migrant workers ay naipatupad natin nung ating chairmanship year noong 2017 through the signing by at the leaders level nitong tinatawag na ASEAN Consensus on the Promotion and Protection of Migrant Workers.
Magandang marinig po yan, ano? Kasi sabi nga natin bilang migrant sa isang country, mahalaga na may tumitingin pa rin kahit nasa labas tayo ng bansa.
Yes, oo, tama yan, Annalyn. Mm-hmm. Oo.
At nandito na nga po kayo, 3 months old sa Australia. Kumusta po ang Filipinos living in Australia sa nakita ninyo for the past 3 months?
Well, so far, kasi nga dumating ako noong November, syempre merong mga holiday season dito.
Mm-hmm.
So, Australian Capital Territory pa lamang at New South Wales ang napuntahan ko so far. Dito sa Australian Capital Territory, I've spent my time making courtesy visits and introducing myself to the various stakeholders, the agencies here na nandito tayo upang tumulong at makikooperate, makikollaborate to further enhance the relations with Australia. And dito naman sa mga binisita ko sa New South Wales, I found out that generally, actually, that the Filipinos are treated well by their hosts, by the Australians.
At meron bang mga issues na na-erase na sa inyo?
Karamihan ng mga issues ng ating mga kababayan so far ay personal in nature. When I say personal in nature, karamihan related sa family. There are few some cases related to domestic violence, and we are in close collaboration also with some of our stakeholders, including our honorary consulates in the different parts of Australia.
Pag ganito po bang mga issue na kumbaga personal issues, although nasabi nyo na nakipag-coordinate kayo sa mga honorary consulates and sa consulates ng Philippines, meron po bang specific program o project ang foreign affairs or in your capacity as the Philippine ambassador?
We conduct post-arrival orientation seminars for overseas Filipino workers and students, no? But at the same time, meron din kami programs. Yung frequency lang ay hindi ko masabi kasi nga 3 months ago pa lang ako dumating. But we have programs like related to women empowerment, gender and development. So din po pumapasok yung mga personal issues, nung especially for women and children, because that is a very important, as an advocacy, that's also a very important advocacy for me.
Mm. At syempre po, nakikipag-coordinate kayo sa mga leaders ng Filipino communities in each state, tama po?
Yes, if not us, it's our honorary consulate. Kasi malayo kami dito sa Canberra, but we always have a command conference. In fact, this coming April, magkakaroon din kaming command conference involving our consulates and the honorary consulates. So ito yung aming tinatawag na vetting conference wherein all issues and all concerns are being discussed at the policy level.
Para po sa mga nakikinig sa atin ng mga OFW man o migrants, gaano kahalaga na iparating nila yung mga issues na kinakaharap nila, personal man yan or work-related?
Well, nakakatulong na mabuti sapagkat na bibigyan namin ng targeted, matatarget natin targeted ang direksyon ng programa o ang form of assistance na naibibigay sa ating community.
At meron po kayong OFW helplines sa Australia?
Yes, we have OFW helplines in Australia and this is downloadable. You can visit our fieldembassy.org.au kung saan yung makikita itong OFW helplines in Australia. So makikita natin dito kung ano yung mga importanteng documents na dapat nating dala at sinisafekeep natin, pati yung mga caution on paano ma-distinguish o ma-determine natin yung signs of exploitation. And then meron din tayong mga useful tips for Filipinos in Australia. And then yung mga tinatawag nating hotline numbers for health and safety violations. And of course, yung standard na in case of emergency and some workplace problems in Australia. Ano yung mga tatawagan? Sino yung mga agencies na pwede nating lapitan?
So available po yan sa website din po?
Yes, oo. Annelyn.
At nitong Monday po, ang Philippine Embassy ay sarado bilang bahagi ng paggunita sa EDSA People Power Anniversary. Gaano po kahalaga na gunitain ang EDSA People Power Anniversary sa panahon ngayon at syempre sa sitwasyon sa Pilipinas?
Well, sa February 25, it will be the 33rd anniversary of the EDSA People Power. And bakit siya significant? Because it reminds us about our peaceful and non-violent way of restoring democracy to ensure the vibrancy of our democracy.
Makikita po natin na mahalaga pa rin siya, no? Kasi sabi nyo nga yung papanatili ng mapayapang revolusyon, kung masasabi natin na ganun. Sa mga nangyayari sa Pilipinas, syempre may mga struggles pa rin o paghihirap na kinakaharap ang mga kababayan natin. Pero mahalaga pa rin na magawa ito o maiparinig sa pamahalaan, sa mapayapang paraan.
Tama, Annelyn. At walang kapalit ang isang dialogo at peaceful way of doing things. Hindi natin, especially in an environment right now na marami tayong kinakaharap na problema, katulad ng sa terrorism, katulad ng sa mga other transnational crimes, mga issues of displacement and things like that. Importante na hindi natin makalimutan na ang dialogue at peaceful way of settling a problem is very important.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.